Welcome to our third SPG podcast. Good morning, Dr. Casserly here. Hope you had a great half-term holiday. And now we're looking forward to our sixth and final half-term. I can't believe where has the year gone. So to look at and to celebrate our pupils' success, huge congratulations to the amazing Yagoda in 7S on her continued phenomenal success in fencing. She came first in the National Fencing Championships in Liverpool on the 25th of May and now is ranked as number one. She's ranked as number one in the UK for her age category. This is such a wonderful achievement in such a highly competitive sport and augurs so well for the future. Well done to Yagoda on her outstanding sporting success and for also being such a gracious and wonderful person. Congratulations to Orla in 8P for organising the MS Orange Fundraising and Awareness Day at the end of last half term. So far, £2,050 has been raised. This is a great achievement and it's truly wonderful to see Orla's fine leadership of her peers and we're very grateful to her. We'll keep you updated of further activities this half term. So to look at school events. We were delighted to welcome the Birmingham Panthers netball coaches to work with our netball players on Tuesday and Friday during the half-term holidays. It was an amazing experience for our netballers to be coached by such elite netballers. And as ever, they rose to the occasion. Well done to our girls on their dedication coming in during the holidays and to the staff who supported them. Well done to our wonderful sport groups. They had an excellent day at the Lexus Birmingham Open Tennis Championships. They really enjoyed gaining a privileged insight into the operational management of the whole tournament, as well as seeing some outstanding tennis, including watching Heather Watson and Minji Ju, a 17-year-old British wildcard tennis player for the tournament, beating the number one seed in straight sets. Our girls were most impressed to see the 17-year-old take them all on and win. Our sports students also had a brilliant visit to the British Open Squash Championships at the Birmingham Rep. They were enthralled to see how a glass squash court was erected on the stage of the Rep so that the audience had wonderful views of the matches. The girls got to watch Diego Elias, the world number two, complete, as well as Amanda Sobey, the number eight seed. Then they got the chance to try out their own squash skills. And no doubt this is going to further inspire SPG squash success. Thank you to Alejandra and the Chaplaincy Champions for organising a great movie and popcorn evening on Wednesday. Year 7 and 8 really enjoyed watching The Princess Diaries and were very grateful to the Chaplaincy Champions for all their creative leadership and work. Today is the Feast of Eid, and so we wish our Muslim faith friends, pupils, parents, staff, a very warm Eid Mubarak. And to look at some forthcoming events. If your daughter is in year 9 or 10 and you would like her to participate in the Duke of Edinburgh Award, just a reminder that the parental information evening is on Wednesday the 11th of June at 6 p.m. This is the opportunity for you to learn more about the rewards, the challenges and commitments involved in doing the DV. I cannot praise this award highly enough for all the skills it develops in each of the four sections, and not least in developing the resilience of putting up a tent in the wind and the rain. Year 9 will have their retreat on Thursday the 12th of June. There is an excellent, spiritually enriching programme in place. If your daughter is in year 9, please will you remind her to wear her PE kit on that day. On Monday the 30th of June, we'll be having our whole school mass for the Feast of St. Peter and Paul, although around here we tend to call it the Feast of St. Paul and Peter. At this mass, we present the St. Paul shield to the pupil in Key Stage 3 who has the most positive logs in school. Please encourage your daughter to excel even more in the next 2 weeks so that she can be a worthy successor of the winner last year, Zoe in 90. Just a little advance notice. We have the Scholastic Book Fair from the 26th of June to the 3rd of July. During this time, the girls will be able to purchase books either with cash or paying Scholastic Direct using a QR code. We'll send an email before the event with more details, but this should be a great opportunity to purchase some beautiful, beautiful books. And a reminder that our school production of Matilda takes place on the 10th and 11th of July. The rehearsals are going absolutely brilliantly, and we're going to include an excerpt from the rehearsals in the next podcast. Tickets will go on sale on Monday next week, and it would be great to see you there. It's wonderful to be reminded of some of the great quotes from Matilda, including, "Somewhere inside all of us is the power to change the world." And I'd like to thank all of our staff for their tremendous hard work in providing such inspirational opportunities and experiences for our girls. And now to the Just One Thing section of our podcast. I'm really delighted to welcome members of our head girl team to contribute to the Just One Thing section. And this morning, I have invited Ruby, Crystal and Alana to share their ideas. They're all exemplary and highly accomplished students, and I'm sure we can all benefit from their insights and wisdom on just one thing parents can do to support their daughter. So the first person that I'm going to hand over to is Ruby.
Hi, I'm Ruby and I'm currently studying History, Geography and RE. My one thing to help you support your child, especially during the exam season, would be to find out their revision methods and offer your help. For example, if they use flashcards, offer to be the one reading out the questions and test them. Or, if they use past papers, offer to mark them using the mark scheme. This allows for non-biased criticism and helps your child to learn and grow.
Thank you very much, Ruby. And now I'm going to hand over to Crystal.
Hi, my name is Crystal. I am currently studying economics, politics and psychology at the moment, and my just one thing is, as parents, it's natural to focus on your children's academic achievements. However, fostering their growth outside the classroom is equally vital. Encouraging your children to take part in extracurricular activities that align with their interests, promoting autonomy and motivation. Remember, balance is key. Ensuring they have time to rest and engage in free play is just as important as structured activities. By supporting these aspects of their lives, you can help your children develop into well-rounded, confident individuals, ready to navigate the world beyond academics.
Wow, thank you very much indeed, Crystal. And now over to Alana.
Hi, I'm Alana and I'm currently studying psychology, geography and RE. I would say a growth mindset is very important as it's about believing that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Parents can do this by praising effort rather than just innate talent. If your child is struggling with something, encourage them to see it as a chance to learn and improve. And most importantly, model a growth mindset yourself. Let them see you tackling new skills and learning from mistakes, as this helps students build resilience and a love for learning, which is amazing for confidence and grades.
Thank you so much, Alana. Really appreciate that. I'd just like to thank Ruby, Crystal and Alana for sharing their wisdom, for sharing their insights, and thank you for being such a great blessing to the school community and being such amazing role models to the younger pupils. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, our prayer section. As you are aware, the month of June is dedicated to the Sacred Heart. This beautiful devotion originates in the 17th century, when St. Margaret Mary received the first revelations of the Sacred Heart. In one of those visions, Jesus shows his heart, saying, "See this heart, which loves so much and is loved so little in return." June is the month, as Pope Leo teaches, for us to turn to the Sacred Heart, model of true humanity, and to ask him to make our heart ever more like his. So let's pause and pray for the people we love, our family, our great girls, friends, colleagues. Let us also take the time to pray for the people we find difficult to love. We also entrust those doing public examinations to the Sacred Heart as we pray, "Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you." I conclude with the prayer to the Sacred Heart shared by Pope Leo on the 3rd of June. Lord, I come to your tender heart today. You showed us the Father's love by loving us without measure with your divine and human heart. Change, shape, and transform our plans so that we seek only you in every circumstance, in prayer, in work, in encounters, and in our daily routine. From this encounter, send us out on mission, a mission of compassion for the world, in which you are the source from which all consolation flows. Amen. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for all your tremendous support and encouragement, which means so much to us all. And well done to our great girls who personify daily, "I am a St. Paul's girl, and there is nothing I cannot achieve."